boy, do we have a great lineup for you. Welcome to the third episode of the Jack and Joe Show.
Jack and Joe Show.
We have five segments this week. We're coming in short.
Yes.
So, what's the first one, Jack?
We have emailing God.
Then we're going to be talking about things we pay too much for. Then after that, a brand new segment, which I want to keep going, Battle of the Songs.
Yes.
And then weird things we see people do in public or weird things we do in public.
Yep.
And overhearing things that probably shouldn't be heard.
Yep, definitely.
So, without further ado, let's
get into it.
Emailing God,
let's go.
So, there's a website called Email God, and there's a little blurb about the website. You can email God because God knows all. He already knows what is in your heart. But by praying aloud or writing him expressing human interest in... I can't read that because I don't know what it says. But I think I've got this website is very serious about their emails that are sent to God.
Yep.
The internet offers a new way to reach out to our divine creator. These people think that the email is like going to God, you know? So, but it goes, a recent prayer. Your email to God will be added to our list of recent prayers. Some of the recent prayers are pretty funny. So,
Would you like to read some? Yep.
Yeah, first one is, Dear God, make me an instrument of your peace. So people on this website, they take it just a little bit too seriously.
So another one here, God, sometimes it's hard to see when the roadblocks go up.
Very meaningful. Yay for God. Please let everyone in the world be happy. WOOT, which I think is pronounced woot.
Woot. There's another one here. Father, I'm in love with Mary Jane. It's a bit random.
That's his wife, isn't it? They had a child together. Go on. Is that it?
I think there's one more here. God, thank you for this life. I really, really thank you. And thank you for my family.
I wonder if these people actually think their email is going to God. Where the God's just sitting there on his laptop going, oh, that's great, you know.
Yeah, great.
But we're going to be not skeptical. We're going to believe that all emails do go to God.
Oh, wait, just before we get there. There's one more. Help Jim stop snoring.
God, I want to do it right, but I can't without your help. Let me know when you're ready to get started.
All right, anyway, so let's get straight into
God,
it
can you
with
please
emailing
help me by giving my life a meaning in the future.
Oh, that's...
I want to do good in the world and not just be an average person.
Right.
All right.
So let's email him.
Obviously, it's going to go to him.
Yeah, clearly.
Obviously. So,
yeah. So let's go.
Jack, what's your email?
All right, here we go. I'll read out my email and then Joseph will read out his. So mine goes, Hey God, it's Jack here from the Jack and Joe Show. I would just like to let you know that you should be listening to the best podcast in Australia. And I'm really liking the work you're doing. And please respond if you want to be on the podcast.
All right. Well, mine's a bit, you know, a bit, how would you say, risky, you know, sending it to God. Dear God, you are not real. That's going straight to God. Email God.
Yep, I'm going
to... Your email has been sent to God. Thank you. A single... instant blink of the eye, your words travel through countless random electronic gates and switches, spanning perhaps the entire globe and even reaching satellites in space. You have emailed God. Peace be with you.
So if I read this page, Joseph's might come up.
Maybe. Does it come up?
Haven't seen it yet.
Flying Jack?
No.
Oh, what?
No! Emailing God didn't work, ladies and gentlemen. This is really upsetting. I'm really sad.
Oh, that's really...
I'm going to cry.
Oh, I thought it was going to get there.
So did I.
Has the wind picked up?
No, it doesn't look. It's pretty...
Maybe.
Possibly. Anyway. That's...
We emailed God.
Yep, we emailed God.
That's the main thing.
Yep. Whether it got to him or not, we don't know.
We don't know.
So
we're going to be... not skeptical. We're going to be like, yep, it's obviously made it to him.
It's made it to him.
He's got a laptop, obviously, MacBook, obviously, HPP. I don't know if it's going to get there as quick, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He's probably going to sit on his iPhone going, who's this? Oh, they insult me. I want to see if something happens to us in the week.
Yep.
If one of us, you know, gets burnt down, like, with fire, or a tree falls on us,
yep.
or
car We'll keep you updated next week. We'll see if something bad happens to us if God got the email.
If God got the email. But if God didn't get the email, nothing bad would happen to us. And we would know that they're lying and not telling the truth.
Exactly.
Which is not good, is it? So, I don't know. Next segment.
I don't know. You can't end a bloody segment on...
I can't do that.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So last week on the podcast, we were calling famous people.
A lot of famous people. Like, there was too many famous people to call. Some people called Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, you know.
Yeah, you know, willy-nilly, too many heap people. Of people. Right. And we also messaged Tiger Woods, supposedly.
Now, it said supposedly come back. Now, Jack, I think you've got some good news. Tiger Woods is coming on the show?
No. No. He didn't respond. I don't think he even saw the message.
Really?
No. Which is really upsetting.
Did Barack Obama call back?
No, I didn't get a call back from anyone.
Trump?
No.
Oh, Jack.
Should we try and call Trump again, do you reckon?
Yeah, let's call him again.
Yep.
Let's call him again. Let's call him again.
Let's try and call again.
Is it ringing?
Thank you for calling the White House The office is closed.
The office is still closed.
Not called Bill Gates. Let's call him again. Let's call him again.
Well, we've called all these people already, and like
the only one that picked up was Santa.
Santa, I know. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is really appalling. Who are we calling again? Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Call him.
Right, let's call Bill Gates again. See if he picks up.
We're calling the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Due to the high volume of calls, it is best to use the call.
No. Same thing we got last time.
This is so bad. You know what? I want to do something. I have a phone book here. We're calling one random person who's going to pick up, and we're going to act like they called us.
Well, you are. I'm not.
Do you want me to call it?
Oh, my, call on that phone.
No, we're calling on your phone. I'm just trying to...
Random person.
Yep, random. I'm trying to find a funny name. What's a good name?
All right, I'm going to... You know what, guys? We'll be back in a second, and that'll be the next segment, I guess. Just in case.
Okay, we're calling a random person.
The person you are calling is not available.
That's great. That's really great.
All right, so Joseph's had a crazy idea that he's going to start calling random people in his contacts, just out of the random,
and act like
they called me. And then at the end, I've got the heart, I'm going to call someone random. Just someone random out of the phone book.
All right, so the first victim is a person called Thomas.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move my microphone. I'm going to stop talking just so it picks up that and you pick up your voice. All right.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to call him. Audio call. Okay. Hasn't picked up.
He hung up.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, why'd you ring me?
No, you rang me.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I need to hang up. Bye.
Bye. All right, well.
Well, that was...
Let's go. All right, I want to call this person. My neighbour.
Your neighbour?
Yep.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully he picks up.
I don't think he's going to pick up. No, I don't think he's going to pick up.
No. All right.
I'll call this person. Come on.
Someone's got to pick up.
Come on. It's not working.
No. It's not going through. No one's picking up. Hope he picks up.
Let's hope he picks up. We're not going to name them.
No. Come on.
Nah. Maybe? No.
I'll just say, just let it ring out. Oh.
All right. Who else? Oh, someone, he texted me. Thomas texted me. He said, why'd you ring? I said, you ring me. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did.
Call him back.
Call him back. I'll call him back.
Call him back. See what happens.
No, you just declined it.
Pick up. Right, call the next person, Joseph.
I don't have any next people. All right. Oh, someone's calling me. Okay.
Oh, hello guys, I'm getting a phone call. I'll be back. I'll be back, I'm getting a phone call.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Hello?
Why'd you call me?
Who is it?
It's, what, no, why'd you call me?
But you called me.
No, you called me, mate.
No.
No, you
got
called
your facts
me.
Wrong, Matt.
No, you called me.
I never called you.
This is actually Jack.
I don't know what you're on, but I never called you.
Okay, this is actually Jack. He Hello? Thinks that, like, it's going to fool people, but it's actually not.
Hello?
So, yes? So why'd you call me?
Oh, I don't know. You called me, though.
No, you called me.
No. Oh, anyway, I've got to go. I've got to keep recording this podcast with Joseph.
This is so fake.
All right, toodles.
That was so fake. Fake.
All right, so while Joseph finds someone
I got them in my contacts.
I'm going to call someone quickly. We'll see if they pick up. This is a random person out of the phone book, was it?
Yep.
All right, so let me type their number in. Quickly. All right, here we go. Let's give them a call. See if they pick up. Mic fell.
Just waiting. Oh my god, are they there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
I'm all right.
Jack, why are you putting on a voice?
Who's this?
It's Timothy.
Timothy
Window.
Timothy Window. I don't know anyone by that name. Sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
But why'd you call me then?
I didn't call you.
Yeah, you did.
You called me.
No. My phone started ringing.
Yes, we got someone.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, you rang me.
No. What on earth are you thinking?
Sorry?
Why do you think I called you? You clearly called me.
My phone rang and I answered it.
No, but my phone rang.
You, Timothy, rang me.
But my phone rang.
Good. He's staying with a bit of anger now.
Okay.
Just hang on.
Don't Bye. Call me back ever again.
Oh, I won't. Don't you worry.
Bye.
Bye.
We got him.
Yeah, let's
we
go.
Someone. We got someone. Oh, we finally... Okay, we call the person in my contacts. All right, we're going to call a random person.
Random person in his contacts. Wonder who it's going to be.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to accuse them of calling me.
Hello? Who's this?
What? Why'd you call me?
I didn't call you.
You called me.
No, I didn't.
You did?
I don't think so.
Yeah, my iPad just started ringing. And I'm like, who's this? Oh, you called me.
No, my iPad just started ringing.
Oh, you must be lying then.
I don't think I am.
No, I think you actually are.
I think I'm not lying.
Well, don't call me back again.
Well, there you go. That's
it. That's calling people.
Calling people.
And pretending.
Like.
Don't.
They called us.
Yeah. And email for us. He's texting me now. Why did you do that?
All right. Joseph's opened the phone book again.
It's a random number.
And he's going to call someone random.
Ryan S.
Does that phone have speaker?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Okay. 6656.
I'm going to move my microphone so you guys can hear.
Oh, actually, oh, it's so nerve-wracking prank calling.
You have reached the message bank of private number.
Okay. I'm just wondering why you called me. It's actually, I don't know, like, what's happening. So, yeah, you don't need to call back. Just wondering why you called. All right, thanks. Bye. Oh, that's
it.
Why did
they call you back?
Well, I'll just say, why'd you call me? Oh, that was great.
Oh.
That was great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next segment we have today
is Battle of the Songs.
Battle of the Songs.
So how
a brand
works,
new segment.
How it works is we each get the same song. This week we're going to do Old MacDonald
Had a Farm.
And we go to a random topic generator. Once we're there, then we have to rewrite the whole entire song lyrics based around that topic. All right, want to generate topic? The topic is mattresses.
Mattresses.
We got to rewrite the lyrics to Old MacDonald
about mattresses.
Yep, Old MacDonald mattresses. First EP of the show. Old MacDonald Had an iPad. Old MacDonald Had a Farm lyrics. Okay. We'll make it 5 verses long. And we have to record it. And we got 10 minutes to record.
Record. And make lyrics.
Make lyrics. All right. Meta. Back after this, you'll hear the finished products.
Of the songs.
You'll find out who's better. We'll email God, we'll ask him who's better. Don't know if he'll reply, but hope he does.
Let's see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 9 minutes and 57, 58, 59.
That's
10 minutes later.
All right.
We both have a song.
Mine's good.
Ready. Mine's
right, listen,
average.
Paper, scissors, rock, who goes first?
All right. Scissors, paper, rock. Scissors, paper, rock.
I won. All right. I choose Jack to go first.
All right, here we go.
Let's hear it, Jack.
First
EP of the show. Old MacDonald Had a Mattress.
Old MacDonald had a mattress, E-I-E-I-O.
Good timing.
And on that mattress he had some bed sheets, E-I-E-I-O. With a straight and straighten here, and a straight and straighten there, here a straight and there a straight and everywhere a straight and straighten. Old MacDonald had a bed sheet on his mattress. With a straight and straighten here, and a straight and straighten there, here a straight and there a straight. Straight
and straight. Old MacDonald
had a bed sheet on his
mattress. E-I-E-I-O. There you go.
Right.
That's
well.
It's my addition.
Mine. Let's hear it.
Old MacDonald had a mattress. E-I-E-I-O. And on that mattress he had his sleep.
Breakfast on a mattress. All right, cut it off there.
No, it's still going.
No, but we'll get copyrighted.
Mattressy. Lay down. E-I-I-O. He lay down on the left side, he lay down on the right side, he lay down on the middle, and he lay down on all the sides, he lay down diagonally, he'd lay down from the ER. And on that night, he had a Chinese person. A Chinese person slept all day in the ER. And there was a picture of a small there, here a small, there a small, everywhere. Old MacDonald has a Chinese person on his mattress, ER.
Great. So
that was the worst 2 minutes of my life ever.
That was great. I think I won.
All right, actually, you know what we could do here?
We can.
If you guys can decide.
No, you can't.
By leaving a 5-to-1 star ratio on the podcast.
If you want to, if you vote Jax, leave a 1-star rating. If you vote me, vote a 5-star rating.
But what if mine was the best?
No, but mine was the best.
Then we'll get heaps of dush.
That's all right. Right, well, just drop us 5-star and write who was better.
Yep, that's probably a better idea.
That's Battle of the Song. So I go in public a lot.
Well, that's what you do in the world.
And let's just say there's a few, I see a few strange people in public. Like, I was at Woolies.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this lady and she was whistling and like, you know, she whistled and she whistled for a minute. I was like, all right, that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
Like it.
Like normal people.
It went on 3 minutes. I'm like, come on, wrap it up. You're just repeating the tune. After 10 minutes, it kept on getting louder. And it kept on getting more out of tune. And she kept on trying, you know, little notes that weren't correct. So Mum had to say, excuse me, could you please be quiet? Because it was getting annoying. Because I'm on one of the timings.
Bloody microphone.
I'm on one of the timings where I go down the aisle and she goes down that same aisle.
Like, yep.
And it was so annoying. She completely went, oh, sure, no problem. So another thing is I do some weird things in public.
Oh, definitely.
When the raids were happening on Area 51, I used to Naruto run around every shopping centre.
Yes. Yes, he
and
did.
And I'd go so fast, you know, it was going so fast. Like, the food was falling off the shelves through the speed of the wind. Like, it was flying. And store lady said, oh, excuse me. I said, oh, yes. She goes, could you please stop doing that? She goes, we got elderly people around here. What if you hit one of them? I said, oh, sorry. She goes, you should be.
Damn.
She was so cranky. You know, and I wanted to go to the other aisle and throw, like, a box of cereal on her or something, you know. But I didn't. I resisted the urge. So there's a few many weird people. There was a disabled person in the shopping centre. And we were at JB Hi-Fi. He was somewhere. And he hear his dad go, right, time to go out of the shop. And he had this full meltdown. And he was, like, crying and hitting his dad. And he's like, I don't want to leave the shops. He didn't want to leave the shops. And I saw a child in the toy section. He's like, I want this toy. And it's like, no, you're not getting it. But I want it. But you're not getting it. I want it. Mother slaps the child across the face. And was like, you're not getting it. And the child's like, okay. Like, he was scared. Like, that. And then I saw this teenager.
Yep.
He was, you know, like there's a little pink girl ride-on cars that
have. Yep.
He was riding around the shops on one of them.
Oh,
he was perfectly normal, but he just thought he was cool riding around on a pink. I've seen everything. I've seen people steal stuff. Like, there was this Chinese lady, you're not being racist or anything, and we were at the markets, and I was watching her, you know, not because she was Chinese, I was just watching her, and she put her hand in this money till.
Yep.
I'm thinking, no, she owns the shop. And this bloke, yells out, thief, right? And this Chinese lady, she looks up and she's like, whoop, and she bolts out of there. And everyone's like looking at her, he's like, restrainer! And she just bolted. Like, and he was cranky, he was like, oh, trying to steal my money. But he had the money presented like at the side of his table, like it was in reaching distance. I wouldn't mind betting he was asking for it. And I went to the movies, right? And there was this family, and they're like, oh, Mum, I want to see this movie. No, you're seeing Frozen. Oh, but I don't really want to see Frozen. I want to watch. Too bad. You're seeing Frozen. Oh, can we just go home? No, you're watching Frozen. She was so cranky, and I felt like going over and saying, love, if he doesn't want to watch the movie, he might not, maybe. Look, it's terrible. Like, she said, what's Frozen? Is it any good? I don't know. Look, I don't know. Does she get a job at Macca's making the Frozen Cokes? Like,
just let it go.
Let it go. That was a terrible joke. But anyway, so, my half about the Frozen, not the let it go. That was decent. Okay, so, and then I was at Parks. Parks were all this
Parks,
stuff.
Parks, yep, all most things. Weird things happen at Parks.
There was a child and there was gum on the railing.
Mm. Oh, this better not be going where I'm going. I'm thinking it's going.
It's going to go. And the dad's like, oh, come on, you know. don't do that. He picks it up. It looks like he's going to eat it. And he sticks it on this random kid.
Oh, no.
And I don't think the kid knew. And he was just walking around. And it was like, it just stuck. I thought he was going to eat it. Like, he's going to eat that. And he just stuck it on this random child.
Right. Poor. That's a bit
stupid. Like, when I was little, like, I bit a child, you know. Like, and then I went and bit her
and
again.
And then, like, currently you're, like, walking into ladies' bathrooms for YouTube videos.
No.
Yes.
When did I do that?
In your being a weirdo in public video.
But no one was in there.
Are you sure?
Probably. No, no one was in there that I knew of. No. No, Jack. No. No, I'm not Andrew. Yeah, but... Yeah.
All right. So, the next single man.
And the last, lucky last. Overhearing things that shouldn't be heard.
Right, this is your segment, so I'm going to sit back.
No, have you overheard anything? Come on, surely a murder.
No. Like, nothing really. Like, there's stuff at school that I've heard, but, like, nothing really out in full public. Mm. I actually have heard this, it was this person, and it was on the phone.
Right.
And he was saying to the person on the phone, congratulations on your sister being pregnant, but I'm the dad.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it, and they
I heard that
you.
Into Kmart, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, well, I
didn't want to hear that in Kmart.
I do really? Tennis, right? And at the start of the tennis, they have the 5-year-olds and the 12-year-olds.
Yes,
and they're all lined up on the baseline and they sort you into groups.
Mm-hmm.
The 5-year-olds, they're not the brightest. One's like, I was sitting in the car and I was really hungry. And I felt something under my bum. And I looked down and there was a cookie. And he said, and I ate the cookie. So I'm hungry because... And this girl was like, do you want a grape? And he, no, I don't want it. Mm. And he's like, by the way, do you know when our tennis shirt's coming? She's like, oh, your tennis shirt's coming in 3 years. Oh. It's like, all right, well, that's convenient. Not joking. Like 10 seconds after, the coach is like, yep, here's your shirt, mate.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, well, mine took 3 years to get here. I'm thinking, so you signed up when you were 2?
Yeah.
Like, they're just people lying. And I play guitar. And I go to the music, whatchamacallit, and there's this child, and I don't know if, I haven't figured out quite yet if he's got something going, you know, that's not right.
Yep.
But he always talks about movies to his teachers coming out, oh yeah, you know. Like, the amount of spoilers I've heard, when he walks out, I just start putting my fingers in my ears. I don't hear any more spoilers. Like, yeah, Han Solo dies in this movie, or yeah, everyone dies in Endgame. And every time he walks out, he seems to be talking about a different movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we don't care. And then he comes out, and like I lean up against the wall, and he sits like 10 centimetres from me and just sits there with the creaker. Hello, how are you going? I said, oh, I'm going good. Watching any Star Wars lately? I said, oh, no. Well, and he tries to have a full conversation with Star Wars. I said, oh, here's my teacher, got to go. And I walk out. Mm. And when I see him, I walk back in. And I think he's got the impression that I don't care about Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think he's finally realised that I don't care.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't even...
I don't watch Star Wars.
No. It's like for kids, isn't it? We are kids. But, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's for adults, but I've no interest in it. And he talks about... Oh, and his teacher's so nice about it. She's like, oh, really? Wow, is that right?
She like saying, couldn't care less.
Yeah, oh, she doesn't care. She comes out there. She's got bags under her eyes. She's frowning. She's like, let's listen to this. She probably goes, ah, come in today, you know. She's probably go, what movie is going to get spoiled today?
Yeah, like, yep.
Have you, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you'd start a conversation, but and I was also there, and this person... He gets taught by 2 teachers, right?
Yep.
And I was walking, and they closed the door, but I could, the door was a bit ajar.
Yep.
And
yep.
she goes, like, all right, so I'm still paying you to play with me for the concert this weekend.
Right.
Now, with the concerts, because he's got 2 teachers, he must be able to choose what teacher he goes with.
Yeah.
And I think she's actually paying him to play with her, so she looks good and more people enroll with her and she gets paid.
Right.
And that's I should not have heard that.
Yeah.
Like, but it was eye-opening.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
That's the show today. Yep. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yep.
Definitely. Next week, a bit of a spoiler. I'm working on something.
Oh.
Jack doesn't want me to spoil it. Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
I don't want to be like kidding the music.
No. So don't spoil it. We'll find out next week. I have no idea.
Iron Man dies next episode.
What?
Aquaman drowns.
No. Aquaman drowns? Oh, no.
Green Lantern turns blue.
All right. Anyway.
He's not actually green. He's just sick.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, so we'll be back next week with same place, same time. And,
last episode of the year.
Last episode of the year, yeah. So we got some Christmas stuff and all sorts of special stuff, apparently. So,
thank you for listening.
Bye.
Subscribe.
Please. Oh, yes, actually, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, subscribe and leave a 5-star review.
No, and leave a comment who won the song battle.
Yes. And
because it's me, we don't really need to check, but we will.
Yep. All right. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can also listen on Spotify. Yep. Bye. Bye.